Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israeli mayors encourage the United States to stop funding terrorism. A letter on behalf of 24 Israeli mayors representing hundreds of thousands of people. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a letter on behalf of 24 Israeli mayors representing about 450,000 residents of Judea and Samaria, which some people today call the so-called West Bank. That's the biblical Judea and Samaria. It was sent to U.S. Senator Tom Cotton to announce U.S. senators and encourage them to pass the Taylor Force Act, the bill which will defund the Palestinian Authority until it ceases payments and benefits that reward terrorists and their families for terroristic acts against Israel and the United States. So there is obviously good support for this in the United States, Matt. We already have had this bill passed by a Senate committee, but they need to work fast to be able to get it passed before the Senate and the House. And now Israeli mayors have jumped on board, also encouraging the same passage of this Taylor Force Act.
Well, and this act is long overdue. The letter from these Israeli mayors, it states, quote, "If we truly want to give peace and coexistence a chance to blossom, then removing the poisonous message that underlies the need for the Taylor Force Act is a critical first step. The PA should receive, the Palestinian Authority should receive the very clear message that the U.S. government will no longer look the other way when terrorists are publicly glorified. By exposing these blatant efforts to influence the next generation of Palestinians, your amendment actually gives peace a chance to take root." And for far too long, Matt, the United States government has really been indirectly complicit in helping to aid and abet this Palestinian Authority terrorism, this Islamic terrorism, by continuing to fund those who are encouraging Islamic terrorism.
I imagine most people don't realize that U.S. taxpayers' dollars, 700 million of those taxpayer dollars, go to Palestinian Authority.
Yeah, I know. The Palestinian Authority is run by, or the head of it is Mahmoud Abbas. He's, I think, in his 12th year of a four-year term, which, understand, get your mind around that, 12th year of a four-year term, meaning that he was only supposed to be in office for 4 years, but he continues on.
Wow.
No re-election and so forth. That Palestinian Authority used to be over Gaza and Ramallah, but it's now only over the Ramallah area and some other parts because Gaza's been taken over by Hamas. Well, anyway, the Palestinian Authority spends over $300 million a year to terrorists and their families. And how do they do this? Well, if someone commits a terrorist act against, say, an Israeli IDF soldier or some Jew in Israel, if they ultimately try to blow themselves up, shoot somebody, injure somebody, kill somebody, or get killed themselves or incarcerated, then the families of that terrorist, whether that terrorist be incarcerated or killed, they get benefits from the Palestinian Authority. In other words, this is a process by which they reward the family. So if this terrorist is in jail for attempting or committing a terrorist act and they survived, for example, the families get compensation. They get salaries, they get insurance, they get food during the time that that person is in jail. If they get killed, they get more money.
All right, let's put this in perspective. So the bill is named after Taylor Force, who is a U.S. Army veteran and a Vanderbilt student. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq, but he was senselessly killed by a Palestinian terrorist. So that terrorist would have received money, and his family would have received money for killing him.
So what does this do? It means that, hey, look, if your family needs support, or alternatively, even if they don't need support, you can go out, put your life on the line, and your family's going to be taken care of. Your wife, your children, your grandparents, whatever it might be, they're going to be taken care of because the Palestinian Authority is going to pay
Right. They'll get job, salary, health benefits.
Yeah.
Everything.
So this is an incentive. This is paying for terrorism. And we're giving over $700 million of taxpayer money, direct and indirect aid, to the Palestinian Authority. And they're taking $300 million plus dollars and giving it to terrorism. So it's not a complicated issue. Why in the world would we give them one penny when they continue to take some of this money and support terrorism against our greatest ally? And so the Taylor-Forrest Act is going to escrow that money and for a period of time. And if they do the right thing, then they'll get the money. But if they don't do the right thing, they'll never get the money. And what they need to do is they need to renounce terrorism. In fact, recently, there was a building that was dedicated and named in honor of a woman who committed a terroristic act. And this was done by the Palestinian Authority. So they're naming roads and buildings after terrorists. And what it does is it encourages the young generation, and that's what we're seeing happening, to commit terroristic acts.
Well, the bill, if enacted, the Palestinian Authority would have to revoke any law or decree or document authorizing a compensation scheme as you describe. And here's the language, quote, that uses the sentence or period of incarceration to determine the level of compensation paid in order to receive U.S. funds. The Secretary of State would also have to certify that the Palestinian Authority, quote, has terminated payments for acts of terrorism against American and Israeli citizens after the attackers being fairly tried and who have been imprisoned for such acts of terrorism, including the family members of the convicted individuals, that would have to take credible steps against incitement to violence against Israelis and Americans. And the Palestinian Authority does that as a matter of course, as a matter of official public policy. What are we doing all this money to these terrorists?
It's nonsense. And we've been doing this for a while under Republican and Democratic presidents. You know, the PA provides canteen expenses, which is your food and your sustenance, salary and health benefits, as soon as an attacker is arrested. So somebody commits a terroristic act or attempts to commit a terroristic act and say they're arrested. Well, all of the family members get their food and their sustenance and their salary and health benefits. And then a government job is guaranteed to the attacker.
My goodness.
Who is sentenced for 5 or more years, the families of the so-called martyrs also receive large payments for the loss of their family member. So you get guaranteed employment with this.
We're paying for that. You and I, with our tax dollars, are paying for that. This is unconscionable.
We need to pray, guys, and we need to urge the Senate. They need to pass this Taylor-Forrest Act to cut this supply of blood money from our tax dollars to the Palestinian authorities.
You know, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee.
It should be passed. Who could possibly stand against this? Seriously.
Who could stand against it? Republicans or Democrats? How can you justify continuing to give money to a country that uses some of our money and other money from world governments to literally encourage terrorism? This is encouraging terrorism. And they're not only doing it like this, they need to, as the bill says, you need to take credible steps to stop this. They're naming buildings, they're naming streets. They have signs in their different locations glorifying these terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, we sit there in horror when we watch these terrorist acts happen, but it's like, we've been funding this, so it's got to stop.
It's not a decision that is very hard to make. So
yeah.
I would encourage you, Liberty Council has a office in Washington, D.C., and this is where, through our Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, and Christians in Defense of Israel, we stand up, educate our legislators on religious liberty, life, family, and Israel-related bills, and this is one of those. We have, through the summer, have had interns with Covenant Journey and some of the people with our office in other places that are interning there and working there. We have met with members of Congress regarding the Taylor-Forrest Act. I encourage you to pray that this passes. And go to our website, lc.org, and learn more about this. You can also go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. There are emails there and petitions that you can sign to make sure that this is front and center. We need to pass this during this administration. It's called the Taylor-Forrest Act. It's a no-brainer. It's a positive step that we can do to stop terrorism and stand for Israel and just frankly, just stop terrorism in general. There's no reason we should be funding it. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, become a member or partner with our ministry, learn more about us through our emails and other communication vehicles, and support Liberty Counsel with your tax-deductible contributions, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.